Joining me now to talk about the big news on the Supreme Court from the White House perspective, NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Good morning.
Good morning.
What about the timing of last night's announcement?
Well, we'd been getting mixed signals on this since the O'Connor retirement announcement. At first, we heard a nominee would come quickly. Then we heard they would wait as long as possible, maybe into the summer, to shorten the period of time that a nominee would be out there and vulnerable to political attacks. Then we heard it would be next week before Congress leaves for August recess. But last night, one of the president's top aides, Dan Bartlett, said they decided their real deadline was this week, midweek even, perhaps today, if they were going to get the nominee in place in time for September confirmation hearings.
Now, there was one theory making the rounds, and that had to do with the CIA leak story, that being that the timing had to do with getting Karl Rove off the front pages. How much truth is there to that?
Well, that story had really overtaken the Supreme Court selection process as the story out of the White House for the past week or so. It was certainly a distraction for the administration. Plus, it's a story that polls show half of all Americans are paying attention to, and that there are serious doubts about how cooperative the White House has been with investigators. So, yes, that question comes up. And, basically, is this nomination designed to distract from all the talk about leaks and whether White House aide Karl Rove broke the law in discussing the identity of a CIA agent with journalists? The answer from the White House is that that story had no effect on the timing of this announcement, not unexpectedly. Still, there are plenty of conservatives around town glad to see a new story on page one today.
So when did the president really make up his mind? Do we know?
We're told that he took 11 names with him in a notebook to Denmark on July 5th. This is the timeline. He interviewed five candidates in the past week. He met with Judge Roberts at the White House last Friday. The president and Mrs. Bush were there. We're told their two dogs were lounging at their feet as they spent an hour talking and chatting with Roberts. A lot of it was about his background, and presidential aide Bartlett says Mr. Bush wanted to make sure, as he put it, the man matched the resume. Obviously, the president thinks he did. By Monday night, Mr. Bush had pretty much made up his mind. He made the offer in a phone call yesterday at about 12:35, so in the noon hour yesterday.
So how did it happen that yesterday the media spent most of the day talking about an entirely different judge, Edith Brown Clement?
It is a good question. Late in the morning, a lot of reporters got calls from a confidential but persuasive source about Judge Clement. She was so widely rumored yesterday morning that the president, when he had a joint appearance with the Prime Minister of Australia, was asked about her. He gave no comment, but she might have been a decoy to keep the media away from Judge Roberts for the day. But it's certainly something that we'll have to explore further.
Well, her name coming up does raise one question, which is the impression created by choosing another Anglo male for the court as a replacement for Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman on the court.
Dan Bartlett says the president picked the most qualified of those names before him. He said the finalists was a diverse group. They were a diverse group. There were women. There were minority candidates, names that he declined to provide yesterday. But again, he says that final group was representative of America.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, thanks very much.
My pleasure.